Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show. I'm Bruce Salen, and today the topic is, as usual, inspired by this week's Dad's Point of View column. No one said it would be easy, being a parent, that is. But we're also going to talk about other things going on in the world because we have Sherilyn Laban back with us today. You can find my columns all over, or just go to BruceSalen.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page. You'll get a drop-down menu and lots of wonderful options. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. I hope you'll like the Dad's Point of View Facebook page on Facebook. So today's guests are Pastor Drew Sams for Spiritual Rap, and back after way too long, Sherilyn Laban for Political Talk. I've really missed her. I am quite eager to hear all her thoughts on politics, up to and including today's Democrat passing of the nuclear option in the Senate, defying history and setting themselves up for what I believe is a big fail next time around, in my humble opinion. Very, very short-sighted, very arrogant, and very stupid, in my opinion, also because of what's going on with Obamacare and so much failure in the White House and the public perception of Congress in general, both sides. Speaking of public perception of public institutions, today I spent a wasted 2.5 hours in the Van Nuys courtroom, where the people that run the courts treated the citizens of our area like dog do. And that would be the nice way I would describe it. It was so offensive, the way we were all treated, like cattle, the way we were left waiting, the rudeness of the various people that are government employees, and to think that they want to take over, the government, not in this case the Van Nuys courthouse, which I think is a total disaster. Whoever is the congressman there should take note of the offense in which the public employees paid by us taxpayers treat those that go and try to seek some sort of remedy through the system, only to be rudely and really badly treated. I can only imagine what it's been like for those trying to talk to the so-called navigators at Obamacare, or for those trying to navigate the website, which I know, me being an impatient dude, I would not be able to stand it for a minute. As it was, I was ready to scream at the courthouse, which of course would not have served me well. I only got half of the business I intended to get done because they had made a clerical error. But of course, nobody there gave a darn. And it gave me a little sense to what it must be like multiplied a million times to have been in a communist country or to be in Eastern Europe during the Cold War, where getting anything done was impossible. We are so spoiled here in the U.S. So I know what I experienced today was really not that bad. It's just annoying because I expect efficiency from our system. And I know that the larger the government intrusion, the larger the likelihood is of ineptitude, which is partly why I'm really rambling here, but partly why Obamacare is such a disaster. So I would like to declare here now that the court system stinks. I have to go back after doing today's show, which I am doing remotely because I didn't get out of court in time to get back home or to get to my station. So I am sitting outside of a Starbucks in a mall where it was raining all day, and gosh knows if it's going to rain again on me, doing this show via Skype with my producer Duke in Santa Barbara, me here in Van Nuys. It's kind of amazing to think that it's even possible. You know something, because I'm rambling so much, I think it's time for a life lesson, and then I'll give you the update on news. So Richard, let's cue that life lesson and hear what it is. Maybe
you got to action to wait the positive elimi. I need the negative. Mm-hmm. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
All right.
You gotta spread joy up to.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Do you want to be right, or do you want to be married? Another great saying is that you can be right, or you can be dead in the crosswalk. Sometimes being right is just not enough. If you hurt your partner's feelings, but you are right, you still have lost. I believe men hold on to their right or wrong too much while ignoring what was at the root of something. And women ignore right and wrong too much by citing hurt feelings. Who cares? Do you want to be happy or right? I'm Bruce Salen. Find me at BruceSalen.com. And please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, that's what it is.
Well, I don't know about you, but I think it's more important to be right. Given that I'm right most of the time in my marriage, I don't take my own advice, obviously. Compromise, of course, is the key. It brings us back to the whole world of politics where there's little compromise going on. We're almost out of time for this segment. Very quickly, the new Because I Said So comic strip is called Dad, International Man of Mystery. And the new vlog is White Christmas by the Salen Boys, recorded 10, 11 years ago. And it's a lot of fun. Tonight at Dad Chat, we're talking about driving safety with our first teen host. That's just unbelievable. Her name is Brett Jonas. She is a homeschooled kid, one of eight homeschooled kids of the Jonas family that live in Indiana. They are goat farmers, goat milk makers, and she is the oldest of eight. She's 16 years old, and we're going to be talking about driving safety, and the idea of it came when she and some of her family members came upon a tragic car accident. As they watched the car burst into flames, and they actually helped save two of the three people that were trapped in the car, and sadly one unable to save the third. So they watched this whole thing, which was really amazing to think, and they did save lives, and they got a very, very harsh, real dose of what can happen with a car under a variety of circumstances. Anyway, it is time for a break. We will be back with Pastor Drew Sams, assuming he calls in, which I'm sure he will, after these messages. Drew Sams, you know the-